Also, like anytime, if you're interested and you want to get, you know, a copy of our financial report, you can just ask Andrea. She can print off the report anytime for you if you want to see that. I mean, I know this shows summaries, but if you want to see the breakdown of the categories, you can see that as well. From QuickBooks, we can just generate a report and email it to you as a PDF file if you're interested, okay? My job is to share with you guys kind of what are we going to be focusing in on here this coming year. I mean, I know we're already in 2016, but we just haven't had an opportunity to get together really until now with everything else that's been going on. So this is our opportunity to do that. You know, last year we focused in on, like Skip said, though, trying to get everybody to commit to getting in the Word at least four times a week. More if possible, but looking for that as kind of a minimum. And as Skip said, we really encourage you to keep doing that. And obviously that's a habit that we need because that's our soul food, right? Now, the last few years we've been doing this where we pick kind of a theme, a focus that fits in with our mission, right? And you think about what is the mission of Darby Creek. It's to glorify God by making disciples who know Christ, right, come into a relationship with Him, and then continue to grow in their knowledge of Him, but then just grow in their relationship with Christ, and then who proclaim Christ. We want to raise up people who are not just silent about their faith, they are actually vocal about it, and they express the life in Christ that they have, not just through their actions, which is important, and their attitudes, but through their words, to express how someone can come to faith in Christ. So, but that's our mission as a church. And so every time we pick a focus, it needs to fit within that, right? And this year is no exception. We're going to focus on a passage here this year. And so we'll take a look at this together here, Matthew chapter 22, 34 to 40. Which says, when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. And so from that, this year, we're going to focus in on love, I guess you'd say, but really two aspects of that because, I mean, love is a broad category. And so what we're going to do is we're going to focus in on loving God, loving your neighbor. And that's why there's a period there after each of those things because those are two statements. Love God, love your neighbor. And drilling down in that, we're going to have one particular area that we're going to focus in terms of growing in our love for God, all right? Because, I mean, that it also is itself very, very broad. So when it comes to loving God, what we want to do is we want to focus in on our prayer life, all right? We feel like, you know, one of the ways that you can grow in your relationship with someone and your affections for them is to spend time with them. In talking to them and listening to them, and that's what prayer is, right? It's not just a one-way conversation. There's listening involved as well. And so what we want to do this year when it comes to this love God is we want to really grow in our communication with Him. And that's not just individually, but we do want to focus in on that, your individual walk with God, your prayer life with God, but also all together corporately, all right? And so now, when you think about this, you know, why is it, and there might be an exception in this room, but why is it that we all struggle to have consistency in our prayer life to some degree? Why is that? Well, I would say at least one answer to that would be is the fact that the enemy, Satan, knows that that's the one area we could be the most effective at, right? If you want to be effective in ministry, or in your own walk with the Lord, you need to be effective in your prayer life because that encompasses everything. You know, Satan really doesn't care if you study your Bible per se. What he would care is that you actually prayed about what you read and asked God, how can I get that into my life? Right? Because that's where the power is going to come. Otherwise, we're just smarter sinners. Right? You read your Bible, you become a smarter sinner. It's a matter of what you do with that information as to whether there's transformation, right? And I say prayer is a key component of that. All right? Our prayer life, as we interact with God's Word, we pray over the Scriptures. We ask for insight. We ask, Lord, speak to my heart. And as we do that, He shows and reveals things to us. And transformation then occurs. You know, Satan doesn't really care if you even share the gospel with somebody. I can go through a gospel presentation with anybody. I know it cold. I've done it many times. But if there's no power, nobody's getting saved. If God's not drawing somebody, nothing's going to happen. Otherwise, you're just flapping your gums. Right? I mean, and I'm not down on saying we should just share the gospel with whoever we see. That's good. But we need to be prayed up. We need to pray for the people that we're around. We need to, you know, what did Paul say in Romans chapter 8, verse 1? He says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them, meaning his people, the Israelites, is for their salvation. He prayed for people's salvation. Certainly he was, of all the people, you know, so vocal about his faith, as we read about his boldness and everything. But he prayed for people. He prayed and he acted, right? But prayer, seeking God about people, talking to God about people before we talk to them about God is critical, okay? And so that's important in that area as we think about it, that, you know, whether it's our Bible reading, well, also think about ministry, serving in a ministry. Satan doesn't care if you sign up for 5 different ministries here and are busy every Sunday, right? What he would really care about is if you prayed for the people that you're ministering to and that you were prayed up before you came here, right? Because that's where the power is going to come, you see? And so ministry, Bible reading, evangelism, all those things are great. We know they're good for our souls and for doing what God wants to do in terms of expanding his kingdom. But if our prayers are not saturating those things in those areas, and if we're not growing in our love relationship with God in prayer, we're going to see limited effectiveness. I was watching a video of a guy who wrote a book on prayer here the other day. Well, he didn't write the book the other day. I listened to the video the other day, just to clarify that. And he was saying, you know, I wish I could bottle up desperation, because when I'm desperate, I pray. And so I see, you know what, I really need to have desperation all the time. Because when we're desperate, we're so aware of our need, aren't we? So aware of our need for God. And so I'd say if that's one thing that we could all pray for each other is, Lord, make us desperate for you. Right? And that will cause our prayer lives to deepen. Our love for God will deepen because our prayer lives will be going deeper. And so, anyway, it's just so important, this whole area of prayer. And we have to watch it because, you know, when we get serious about prayer, we're going to get some pushback. Right? We're going to get some pushback from the enemy because that's where it gets done. Right? That's where battles are won. That's where victories are experienced and breakthroughs are made in prayer. So that's why we have this love God as part of this focus for 2016 and specifically in the area of prayer. And so what I want to do now is just show you up here some ways that we're going to try to do that. How are we going to bring that to the forefront? How are we going to try to grow in that as individuals as well as a church? So let's take a look here at some things. So one of the things is that we're going to do a sermon series on prayer. It starts tomorrow, all right? And it's not going to be one of those sermon series that just kind of beats you over the head and say, why aren't you praying more? Well, that might be a good question, but you know, I think we all know we need to pray. It's a matter of what are we going to do about it, right? Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit about, and this kind of comes right back to our small group. Our small group has been studying knowing God. And there's this one aspect we studied last time we got together that really affected me and got me thinking about the connection that this area has of knowing God with prayer. And so we're going to talk about that tomorrow to kind of kick off this series on prayer. So we'll have a sermon series related to that. We'll have a little mini series now and then, a mini series on prayer closer to when we do our 12-hour prayer vigil. Okay. Next, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, I've got a special gift for everybody when they come in here that relates to prayer, and that will help hopefully maybe put some practicalities to this for us, okay? So that's coming. I'm not going to tell you what that is. You can torture me. I won't tell you. All right? All right. What's that?
Is it chocolate?
It might be sweet. Wow. Sorry. All right. Sorry about that. All right. Yes, it might be French chocolates. I don't know. Where's those French peas when you need them? All right. Our small group leaders, I'm going to give them a list of resources that if your particular small group wants to go further in the study of prayer, you can do that. I'll certainly be writing questions for the sermons that are on prayer that we do. But also, small groups might want to, if they elect to go further on it. There's a lot of great studies and books that have discussion guides that go with them on prayer. So that'll be made available, so that can work its way out in our small groups for those that want to. Something that's already going on that Julie Royce has been doing is pre-service prayer. Some of you are signed up for that, but we really would like to see that flourish more. More people just kind of pop in there and pray before the service. I think starting at 9:15?
Yep.
9:15 to 9:45. Half hour prayer. You know, Jesus said, can you not tarry 1 hour? Can you tarry not 30 minutes? That's even half that, right? So if you come in here, you're early or just got some extra time, some Sunday, come on in, or better yet, sign up for a particular Sunday of the month like you would any other ministry. And for a half hour right there in Charlie's office, that becomes the holy huddle and their prayer and lifting up the service and other things. And that's important. It's important. So That you know, certainly we just want to encourage that. Something else that's going on too, which we'd love to see more participation in, is on Wednesday night, once a month, we have this prayer and praise gathering, and it's just right in this room. We circle up the chairs. We do all kinds of different things. We have stations set up sometimes where we go around the stations and pray for specific topics at each station. We've prayed over the phone list before. We've done all kinds of things. So it's almost as never the same twice, except for the one thing that we always do is we never want anyone leaving here without the possibility of them being prayed for. And so we always have a personal prayer time where you buddy up with, you know, two or three people and they share their prayer concerns and they pray for each other. That is always the case. And so we've seen some answers to prayer. There's no question as a result of that time. Actually, somebody got saved here just recently. And I remember, we're talking just within the last week or two, right? We've been praying. I know we've been praying for a while, but I remember specifically us praying that night that we'd see more people saved. Boom, God answers. God is awesome. It's just really cool. And we want to see more of that. We want to give God the glory to say, look what our God's doing. He's saving people. He's answering prayer. He cares for his kids. And so monthly prayer praise, we'd love for you to be a part of that. It's an hour and a half. Even if you can't come for that long, you just come as you can and leave if you need to early. So it's just once a month. But I think for most people, they say, oh, you know, I wanted to come to that, but I forgot. And so just put it in your calendar. I think it's the third Wednesday of every month, typically, unless we have something else going on. Okay, we have our 12-hour prayer vigil going again, which Julie Royce got us back in the habit of doing last year and going to do it again this year. That's coming up April 22nd, 23rd. So get that in your calendar. That's a Friday night through Saturday morning time. And so it's always an encouraging time to unite together in prayer over these prayer cards that people fill out. And so another thing is we got permission to show the War Room movie. How many people have seen War Room? All right, everybody needs to see that movie, okay? I usually don't say that, but you need to see this movie. It's a powerful movie about prayer, okay? And so we're going to show that here the Wednesday before the prayer vigil. It's going to crank you up, all right? It'll excite you about prayer. And so, yeah, what's that? I don't have a time yet. Probably the same time as what we do our prayer and praise night, because it's going to replace our prayer and praise night, so like maybe 6:30-ish. So allow people to get off work and get here. So we don't have a for sure time yet. But so we're going to show that movie, encourage you to invite people. But I'd love to see everybody here to watch that movie. It's just very inspiring, very encouraging, and very kind of real, because there's a story going on in someone's life of their struggle. And as they're going along, they run into somebody, they meet somebody who really changes their life and influences them for the better. And it's this prayer warrior of a woman. She's incredible. So that's going to be happening. And this is just a taste of some of the things. What you see, there's going to be some intentionality here all the way along. Kind of like also when we, this last year, took the time to do the one thing. On regular times, like even during some of the other sermons that weren't directly related to it, we'd always try to make a touch point, touch on that, and say, remember, this is our focus, that kind of thing. And then what I want to mention to you, too, in terms of growing and loving your neighbor, since we've kind of been talking about growing in our love for God through prayer, is just this whole thing of, you know, for that area, we're going to also have a series. I'm going to have a series on loving your neighbor. To just kind of keep that at the forefront. This sounds so silly, this next one, but so many people don't know the names of their neighbors. How can you love your neighbor if you don't know their name? Okay? Real simple. Very simple. So we're going to hopefully learn and push and encourage and stretch people to learn the art of neighboring, okay, if you will. For example, we want people to progress from waving at their neighbor across the driveway to saying, you know, hey, man, or woman, to saying, hey, Mike, because you know their name, to saying, hey, Mike, how you doing, to saying, hey, Mike, there's something in my garage I need your help with. Could you come over and help me just for a second, right? So you're spending a little bit of time together, and then you're saying things like that, because you're getting to know them a little more personally. Hey, Mike, I saw your son move back in. How's that going? So, hey, that's neighboring, all right? So we're gonna hopefully, through the course of the year, really encourage you, maybe push some of you out of your comfort zone a little bit, to know those people around you, whether it's in your neighborhood, physical neighborhood, or in your neighborhood kind of at work, those people around you at work or school. You know, certainly a key part of loving your neighbor is, and I think this is critical, because when you look back at the passage there in Matthew 22, what does it say is the greatest commandment? Loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, right? And then it says the second, right, is to love your neighbor as yourself. The only way you're going to be able to love your neighbor the way that they're going to need is if you're connected to God, okay? And that you're then sensitive to his leadings and able to kind of go into conversations that you would have never dreamed would have happened. Just, you know, I'm telling you what, it's just, almost every time I go into a new semester, I ask our small group to pray for the group of students that comes my way. God's already brought me somebody. I'm convinced. This person shows up a half hour before class when I'm trying to prep and talks the living daylights out of me. And it's not about math. And I'm just saying, that's an answer to prayer, guys. That's an answer to prayer. How are we going to love our neighbors? We've got to pray. We've got to pray for them, and God will answer. And he does. It's amazing. I could have never engineered that. And he's doing it. So anyway, we're going to be growing in our love for neighbor, in our love for God, and that's what it's about. So that's our church focus for the year, and we really need everyone just to be thinking, you know, purposefully as we have these different message series, and as we ask you kind of take practical steps, really step out, really be purposeful. And I know Doug's going to talk more about this later about, well, you know, what's next for you on this. And so to talk actually more about how we can be loving our neighbors, I'm going to have Doug come up and talk about these bridging events. So, all right, thanks.